Welcome to Total Engagement with me, Matt Kuhn, right here on the MLW Radio Network, but also in the city of Baltimore, Maryland, getting ready for StarCast and Full Gear. And this is going to be our Full Gear preview show, again, on the iPhone, recording late at night, getting a show out. But we're going to do a preview show, again, no music or anything like that, because I'm going straight from the digital file straight to uploading. So let's hope I don't make too many mistakes. Just got back from the roast slash birthday party of Tony Schiavone. If you don't know, I love Tony Schiavone very much as a friend and as a mentor and someone I look up to. And I just think he's fantastic as a human being. And it was so good to see everybody there. People that were there were JR was there. MJF was there, as well as Tony Khan. And I think that was surprising to a lot of people. And it was very cool to see everybody having a good time, everybody roasting. My friend Cassio Kidd, very good in roasting our good friend Tony, and as well as everybody else who went up there. It was really great. And Eric Bischoff came in and did one line. He just got to the mic, said, "I just came for the catering," and left, which is hilarious. So we are going to do a Full Gear review show, and we're getting it right now. The first match, Joey Janela versus Sean Spears with Tully Blanchard. Not a lot of build-up to that match. I don't know if there's interest in there other than seeing these two guys, who's better, who's higher on the totem pole. I look for Sean Spears to win and Joey to take a hell of a bump. I think they're building up Sean for some more, and Joey's got time. Joey's young, and he's going to be a future star for them, but they're saving their time with him. SoCal Uncensored versus Lucha Brothers versus Private Party. This is going to be a match to trigger all the people that are very upset that people aren't tagging and very upset about legal men's, who the legal man is, and not necessarily that upset about, high spots. Like, they don't want to see those high spots as much. For a lot of us, though, are going to have a really good time watching that, and we're going to see what Private Party can pull out, because they're a great tag team, great young tag team with a lot of high-flying stuff. I look for SCU to keep the titles. It makes no sense to switch at this time. Riho versus Aaron Sakura, Emi Sakura, eyes are getting bad. Riho is someone we saw today eating dinner. Matthew and I were at Jimmy's Seafood eating dinner, and right next to us was Riho. And this is indicative of the issues and the well-documented issues of AEW to build up that women's division, that people don't really know much about Sakura, and it's not a match people are looking forward to that much. I look for Riho to win. Bea Priestley versus Britt Baker. This has been not something that's been built up as well as it should have, although there has been issues between the two. There have been a feud kind of going between the two. They've done a little thing here and there. It's a non-title women's match, which I like, so that means there's issues outside the women's division other than the title. I look for probably Bea Priestley to win that match, and as the heel to give the babyface something to work towards to later. The Young Bucks versus Santana Ortiz. For me, this works only if Santana and Ortiz win and dominate somehow. I think the Bucks have set themselves in that position where they don't have a lot of ego about it, where they don't necessarily have to win every match or be at the top of the card. I think it's a police car. There you go, police car. I'm in Baltimore. Basically, I'm sitting here in the set of The Wire at a very nice hotel, but I feel pretty safe. The Young Bucks, again, I don't think they've set themselves up in a position to be top guys, but I think that's also been on purpose. But it might be time for some of that star quality to come out. I'd like to see it. I think a lot of other people would like to see it. But I think Santana Ortiz, the heels going over strong, would be great. Chris Jericho versus Cody. This is the real big match. This is the match that's been built up the best. This is the match that has the most interest. This is the match that has the most crossover appeal. This is the match I'm looking forward to see. The most over babyface in wrestling versus maybe the biggest star in wrestling, both with AEW. If you want to disagree with me with that, you totally can. But I think you might be wrong on both. They added a stip. If Cody loses, he will never challenge for the AEW World Championship again, which makes me think that Cody has to win or never challenge for that title again, which is a better story, I think. And also, it doesn't make sense to, again, change the title so quickly. I think they've gone on record at AEW as being totally against all of that. So I'm going to say Cody's going to lose and never get to win the title again, or never get to compete for the AEW championship again, and maybe have a long road back to it. I think it tells a better story. A lot of people saying they didn't need that stip. I might agree, but if they have a good story they want to tell, I'm all about it. John Moxley versus Kenny Omega, non-sanctioned lights out match. Moxley wants a win over Omega. Omega has lost a lot. Omega's looked weak. This is going to be the match people are going to talk about, I think. I look for Kenny Omega to go over John Moxley. John Moxley to give him that rub of a WWE star to the, you know, independent Japanese star. Kenny Omega in a mainstream situation where more people can kind of take notice of what's going on with Kenny Omega. So I look at Kenny Omega over John Moxley. I look for it to be a good pay-per-view. I would be lying if I said that this particular episode, this particular pay-per-view, didn't have that same level of excitement and, you know, just excitement and energy and electricity of previous pay-per-views. And I think it is up to AEW to get that back. They have a pay-per-view to do it. They have the matches to do it. They have the wrestlers to do it. Let's see if they can do it. And as I'm recording this, I see Trent and Chucky T getting out of their car in front of the hotel. And I'm going to sign off with that. Make sure to give a listen to us every single day on Total Engagement with me. Oh, there's Darby Allin, Matt Coon.